Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the 60 Second Retail podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Product Industry Group at BDO. In today's episode, we are taking another look at the data uncovered in the recently published 2025 Retail CFO Outlook Survey. It's an annual report providing insights from CFOs on their top challenges and priorities for the year ahead. Our guest today is Ashley Hedrick, Principal Segment Leader in our Sourcing and Supply Chain Group at BDO Digital USA, who is going to dive into some of the ways retailers can build supply chain resilience this year. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Thanks, Natalie.
Ashley, so we're going to jump right into it. With 58% of CFOs reporting moderate or extreme inventory shortages, while at the same time, 46% of retailers say they will be adjusting their SKUs and inventory strategies to improve profit margin, how can technology play a role in whether it's optimizing SKU rationalization or inventory management? What is the role of technology here?
Well, retailers have a vast amount of data that ideally needs to be analyzed to inform that SKU rationalization and inventory management discussions. Advanced analytics tools are typically the first recommendation we make. Once all of a retailer's data is out of disparate systems, point of sale reports, market projections, customer forecasts, internal sales forecasts, and the like, and into a data lake, then companies can overlay even off-the-shelf tools like Power BI to analyze that data and make meaningful decisions about SKU and inventory on hand. The nice thing is, with those dashboards set up, they then can have a tool to make recurring decisions every quarter or year, whatever cycle they want, rather than having to do all that manually. It's a nice proxy for companies who don't want to go and invest in an advanced planning system or other AI-based tools that really can layer in generative AI and machine learning to increase the degree of sophistication of that analysis.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, because I'm sure many retailers are going to be looking to see how they could do this in the most cost-efficient way. So if we refocus a little bit on supply chain, and as retailers aim to build future-ready supply chain, and I guess that means different things for different people, but the report highlights investment in technologies, something like digital twin software and robotics. How can these technologies help retailers plan for disruptions, because I'm sure we'll have some sort of disruptions along the way, and improve operational efficiencies?
Yeah, well, disruptions are absolutely the new normal, whether it's trade disruptions or labor disruptions here in the United States. And those two systems solve very different but often integrated challenges. Digital twins are going to create a virtual replica of your physical supply chain and allow you to model those different scenarios and disruptions, port backlogs, supply shortages, and natural disasters, and predict the impact on your business. That then is going to let the CFO or other decision makers decide, based on the likelihood of those events happening, whether to make a structural change in their supply chain to mitigate those events, or take actions to manage the impact, like additional stock on hand in a distribution facility. That's for the external disruption. The robotics are really all about the internal disruption. How do I deal with the ongoing labor challenges? So deploying robotic technology holds the promise of offsetting the need for labor and allows you to attract a higher skilled worker to operate those robotics, which also creates a nicer career journey. I think the really nice thing is we're obviously seeing an increase in demand for these technologies because the price point is normalizing a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So the CFO role is evolving continuously. And I think over the last, not couple, but probably several years, CFOs have really gotten very involved in supply chain strategy. And our report or our survey indicates that 54% of CFOs expect to be more involved in supply chain strategy conversations in 2025. Given the challenges, whether it's the trade tensions, geopolitical pressures, how can CFOs leverage risk monitoring and management technology to enhance the supply chain resilience and the sustainability?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all really comes down to the data. Those systems can be incredibly powerful in helping us predict and decide where to make investments to offset the risk. But if I don't have a really good grasp of inventory that's inbound, where it is and where it needs to go, those tools are going to lack that effectiveness. I know they're the really interesting buzzword things on the market, but our recommendation is really focus on, do you have access to the data for those tools to be effective? I'm sure it's probably not surprising to you how many conversations we've had in the past few weeks over these proposed tariff changes and organizations saying, I actually can't analyze the impact of my business because I don't have a good enough idea for the things I don't buy directly, where they're coming from. That's step one. And then we absolutely can deploy those risk monitoring and management tools to make proactive choices about how to minimize that disruption.
That's great advice. I mean, that's really, I know it sounds basic, but sometimes that's where you need to start. So I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, Ashley. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to share it with your friends and colleagues, and be sure to tune in next time so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.